Welcome home. We are WNST AM 1570. We call this thing Baltimore Positive. We're out here at Cooper's North right now doing a Maryland Crab Cake Tour, and if I can unhitch ticket number 83 here, Back to the Future. We should get the 88 ticket. The 88's the one you want here. Top prize, $10,000. Our friends at the Maryland Lottery have given me to give these away at the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. We're here at Cooper's North in Mays Chapel, Timonium. We got some friends doing a great turn for LLS. We're going to tell you a great story in a minute. We're also going to be next Wednesday at Coco's Pub in Lauraville. I have a whole bunch of freshly minted Back to the Future. Pretty lucky batch. We had a winner earlier at Cooper's. On the 7th of May, we will be at Red Brick Station in White Marsh with Bill Blocker, drinking some beer and seeing what's going on. I went to the movies over there the other day. This guy has been in my life, I guess, since birth, because his father was in my life when he was born. His dad was my athletic director at Dundalk High School and the basketball coach. His older brother was my trainer at Brick Bodies.
Oh, yeah.
Loved you, Vicky Brick. Loved the family. My love to all the Bricks who've gone through just hell here this week. And your brother trained me in kickboxing in the basement. All he listened to was Wu-Tang Clan. And this is probably about 20 years ago, late 90s, we did this. Curtis Schultz's baby brother, Nick Schultz, is my guest. And if anybody's a Maryland fan, they know your brother. And 10 years older than you. He didn't beat you up. He's too old to even beat you up, right? Probably, right?
He really didn't. Honestly, when he had hair, he was a good brother. Honestly, took care of me. Showed me the ropes.
You're already beating him up on the hair? It's your first thing in here. He's going to watch this?
Listen,
In Dallas, Texas, at SMU?
I told him we had to throw a couple shots in there. He said he was game for three, so that's one. I got two more to go.
Three cheap shots. I'm going to keep you on mic while you're getting cheap shots here.
Yeah.
LLS and the Leukemia Lymphoma Society, I've looked back into my annals of my history. I'm 34 and a half years on the radio. We're doing our 27th anniversary this summer. It amazed me how many things I had done for LLS without even knowing. Lymphoma, leukemia, blah, 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 blah. Let's raise some money. And I bring pretty girls in, and they would tell stories. And we would do man of the year, woman of the year, all of that. And then, like, my wife gets cancer on May 20th of 2014. And it's amazing that I look back at all these things, and I find things I did for kidney, or I did things for heart association, did things for lung. There's so many causes out there. But, man, when that ish comes to your doorstep, and I had Terry Beckier earlier talking about his two fights with Harry Cell leukemia. My wife had a leukemia so undefined because she got it at 9/11. She was a first responder, so they didn't ALL, AML, AABL. It was all of that. But when you get down in the trenches and you got a fight going on, you better hope that the people doing the research, federal research, hospital research, people like Leukemia Lymphoma Society, which is why I support them. I did their junior visionary last year. I emceed it poorly, I think. They didn't invite me back. I think I screwed up there. But you're doing visionary, and this is a big undertaking. They've asked me to do it a couple times. I've actually turned it down because I just know, like, it's a serious 12-week run for you, and you got to have something in the heart here. Yeah. To get you involved. So give us your leukemia lymphoma journey here.
So honestly, in the years of training, so I followed Curtis's footsteps in the training world and spent a lot of years helping people, mindset, movement, in every possible way. And in my last couple years of training before I transitioned in the insurance world, I had a lot of people that were going through chemo, that were battling some kind of cancer, that really needed something and anchored into movement, stretching, and just exercise that really made them feel better and going through it. So I knew the tie was there.
You got to move when you got cancer.
You got to move. And honestly, people come out of it, they're feeling better because you're already going to feel down. Your body's worn down. But getting that movement helped a lot. And then honestly, we had some scares within our own family just with blood issues. And I knew through Kate Paris and Melissa Parrish, who ran this past year, that there was a bigger calling. I've always wanted to help people in a big way.
We had Kate on last year and had her on recently. She's with Accelerant. Kate's beautiful and lovely. We went to the zoo. Actually, I'm going to the zoo on Friday night to see their big light show over there and all that. I went with Kate last time, but she ran last year. And, I mean, I am familiar with the program, how it went from Man and Woman of the Year to Visionary of the Year, kind of a different thing. And anybody's my LinkedIn friend, I have a Visionary. I took a picture with the big Visionary sign there for myself. But, all kidding aside, they do amazing work, but it really comes down to street advocates like you or me or people to say, I'm going to run for this and we're going to raise money. And as I said in the previous segment, how much bar are you attending here tonight at Cooper's?
We're attending a lot of bar, and we're going to come back again in May and do it again. And Patrick and Terry are having us back again. But we've got a lot. We've got a team of 11 on the team with visionaries that we're pushing. Right now, goal is $100,000, but we may have to push that to $150,000. We're really reaching.
You could do more. Support. Push, push.
Hey, listen, with you.
Is that
in
what
our
you
corner,
said when you were training with your bro? Push, push.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. So with help with people like you, like Mike, a lot of people in our corner, we could push the two. We're trying to do as much as we can. I anchored around patient support because I saw when I sat and had family members getting treatment, saw those seats and those people getting treatment sitting there. Kids, grandparents, husbands and wives, you knew you have to do more to help people going through it.
Cancer don't discriminate, man.
Oh, it doesn't.
I mean, I saw that on the fifth floor down at Hopkins, you know, for a year and a half. My wife did 155 nights in the hospital, two battles, thanks to Niels in Germany, who saved her life twice with the bone marrow. But, man, this was... I'll never forget. You know, it's March Madness. It's a Thursday night. My wife Googled it. She said, I think I have leukemia. I said, don't talk like that.
Yeah.
And I go back. I come in the hospital, and the doctor shuts the door and says, you got leukemia. And the first thing you do is go to the internet. You start to say, what do I have? How do I get rid of it? And this is where the support group that you're talking about comes together to surround people with love's good. You know, thoughts and prayers, hugs and kisses and all that. Medicine, chemo, recovery, health, education, all the parts that keep you alive above and beyond what the doctors are going to stick in your body,
yep.
Right?
And we even had a lady that's on our team. She does business development for a nonprofit in the area. I didn't know until I was running that her mom was receiving treatment right then and there. She was actually in the midst of it and said, we don't know where to go. Like as an adult, you're told, okay, you have this, come back in a couple of weeks. So what do you do during those weeks? The volunteers match somebody up that's going through treatment, just found out, with somebody that just went through it or is going through it now, just to give them that person to really help support them through it. They don't know what the journey is going to be like, and it's a scary journey.
Well, we're here at Cooper's North on Wednesday. Terry and everybody, Patrick here at Cooper's North, they're doing 10% of the tab tonight. You're coming back again in a couple weeks. Give me the whole schedule because, like, it's going to be a little late to the party for people to run out on a Wednesday night. Maybe the Earls will get two hits tonight. It's a little cheap shot at them. There's one for them. And I hope everybody reads my dear Katie Griggs letter about my press credential as well. You're 5-6 weeks out on this. This is a June event, right? It's a big gala. It was down by the airport the last time I did it. I looked real nice and stuff like that. I've been to it twice. The first time we went, my wife had just missed her transplant that week. So, like, that's an anchor, dude. That night's crazy for me. Yeah. But 6 weeks. Give me a little, like, how many bartenders are you doing here? What are you doing?
We're going to do another happy hour later in May here. You know, Patrick and Terry are going to have us back. May 6th, Kate Parrish is doing her hot version of Hot Ones,
What's Kate? Is Kate on your team?
Kate is one of the co-chairs this year. So she's actually putting on an event that all of the visionaries are going
to
be.
What is this? Hold on here. I got to come to that. Hold on
May
here.
May 6th.
I got to be surrounded by visionaries. Otherwise, I'm not going to have any vision, right?
Down at the Sagamore Pendry, we're doing a Hot Ones contest, Fire and Ice, on May 6th down at Sagamore.
All right. So that's Tuesday, May 6th at Sagamore.
May 6th on that night.
You bartending there too?
No. I'm eating wings. Eating wings and answering questions.
What is your role in this other than figurehead? You know?
You know, I don't.
Are
really
you like the Rubenstein bobblehead? You just figurehead, and what are you doing here?
I am. I'm putting good people around me. That's the
best
thing.
Ah, team members, just like at Heller Coates. Tell me what you do in the real world. You do insurance, and you work with two of my pals, and Steve Heller and Brian Coates. I invited Coates by.
Coates,
he's in Hawaii.
Coates is in Hawaii. Yeah.
Boo-hoo.
I was supposed
I
to
send
go on
him
that
a text
trip.
Early.
I was supposed to go on that trip, but I got to work. I got to hold the agency down with Steve, so. Yeah, we do all things insurance, home and auto, commercial insurance, life insurance, and we just started a new employee benefits division, which is going really well. So we're staying busy.
What do you sell personally?
Personally, I do all of our life insurance, long-term care, disability for all of our business owners and personal. So that's
see,
that's my
all
top
the
to
things
bottom.
You're talking about involved my wife when she got cancer, yeah. Right? We had MetLife calling her, poking her, trying to get her back to work when she couldn't work because she was too weak and, you know, all of that. Having the right insurance mm-hmm. when you get sick, when you have a problem, when your car gets hit, any of that, ish that I haven't even thought of. Can we get insurance for the Orioles pitching? Can we do that at Heller Kowitz or no?
We can. We can insure everything from an arm to a wrist to a finger. We can put in those high-end policies.
What if you don't have a finger? What if you're missing a finger?
How about the other fingers? We can insure the other ones.
Okay.
We can
Mike,
that.
I want to get you in here, man. Mike Giacomo's my friend from Accelerant. I want to give you a headset here and get you involved. Mike is with,
Better Business Bureau.
So, but you're sort of new to the party. You and I have had a meeting on it before. But more than anything, you're worried about messing your hair up here is what you're worried about doing. Man, I get vain guests around here. You know, I thought when I moved from radio to video that I would shave more often than I do. But I don't. Some mornings I get up and I'm like, Luke's just going to have to look at me rough. So, I mean, it messes my hair up. He hits my hair. How are you, man?
What's going on? Thanks.
I always want to call you the Better Business Journal, but that's the Baltimore Business Journal.
Yeah.
The Better Business Bureau, the BBB.
BBB.
And a lot of people haven't heard about that in a long time. And I don't want to say I didn't know about it, but used to be when I was a young boy in Dundalk, when you'd walk the street on Eastern Avenue or even at the mall, in a little window right here, like they have all the Grubhub and all the food delivery, there'd be a little sticker in a window. It'd say, member of the Better Business Bureau. And I think to myself, they're not going to screw me, right? I mean, that's basically what you think, right?
It's all about trust.
Right? Trust, right?
It's all about trust.
Yeah. What does the modern Better Business Bureau do?
It's all about relationships, right? My friends here at Heller, it's all about putting people in the room and just helping each other, helping the community. We do work on the consumer side where we help the underserved, mostly a lot of folks in the senior world, so they don't get scammed. But on the business-to-business side, you know, trusted businesses want to do business with other trusted businesses. So our job is to put people in the community and work to help each other. No more, no less.
I got a good question for you. Give me the scam that is the latest thing, because there's always something going on. And I just... Do these scammers go to jail, or are they all coming from Russia and from China? I mean, at this point, I mean, the online scam part of, I mean, I go back so far that I had chain letters when I first got online on email, and then there was the prince in what country in Africa was that? Well, I don't know, but he had a billion rubles of his, and if all I had to do was give him something, I am so scam concerned. But go ahead, tell me the scam. So, I got a good scam for you. Tell me if it's a scam or not. All right, I'm going to ask you. Go ahead.
So those are the difficult ones. Think of the easy ones. Think of the senior citizen that a roofer comes to their house and says, give me $10,000 to do your roof. They give them $10,000, and they never show back up.
Right.
That's, I mean, from a scam perspective, you know, those are the things that we're dealing with on a day-to-day basis.
The shower ring sales curtain guy, Dell, right?
It's everybody coming and trying to take advantage, especially of the seniors, because they're clicking on everything. They think it's a good deal. They don't know any better. So we have to, you know, we handle all those complaints.
It says here I can get steaks for $2 a piece. I mail off, right, whatever it is, right?
We get 3,000, you know, we're getting 3,000 complaints a month that we have to handle. People coming in.
So what do you do? When you say you get a complaint, what does the Better Business Bureau do?
So we do a lot of the mediation, right? So we call the consumer in who writes the complaint, and we work with the business to bring them together to come up with a solution. And usually,
but what if it's just a scammer? You're screwed.
We're screwed. I mean, there's really nothing you can do other than we report it to the IABB, which is our, you know, kind of the broad-based parent company. And they make sure that nobody else has it or somebody else is doing it. But that's the world that we live in.
But you guys are also educating because you're letting them know, look for that seal because they're tied to us. And we've accredited them to make sure that they're doing the right kind of business, which is important.
Yeah. What do you have to do to be the right kind of business? Do I qualify?
Maybe.
What allows you to qualify? Is my hair too long? I don't qualify for an Oriole Media Pass, and I own an FCC license. I'm a sports media member. I'm on the air every day, but I don't qualify. So I don't know what to do or who to write to about that, but you know.
Yeah, so think about most of our businesses right now are in general contractor world. Do you have the first thing that we do is, do you have a license? Right? The first thing we vet our businesses, depending if you need a license to do business, that you actually have that license. So we work with MHIC to make sure that you are actually licensed.
Well, a lot of home people that come into your home and do plumbing, do any sort of homework, they what do we say? I'm bonded, right? I'm bonded.
No, you got to be licensed. Bonded is the money part.
Right.
Licensed is the part that says that the state of Maryland has actually licensed you, and you have a license to actually do business in the state of Maryland with whatever you're doing. So if you're a roofer, you can't do HVAC work unless you have an HVAC license.
Well, if the Better Business Bureau says I'm legit, That you have vetted them.
We have vetted them. We make sure that they're truthful in advertising. So we look at all their advertising to make sure that what they're saying to the consumer is actually what they're delivering. Is another big piece of that. And financially, we have to make sure that, A, you've been in business for over 6 months, and that you're financially viable, and that you're not going to be out of business by the time that your warranty goes.
We're having an old-fashioned hootenanny here. We're at Cooper's North. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. Have the Back to the Future scratch. Mike, I haven't given you one there. Huh. Number 83 for you. 83 is a good year.
Good.
You're born?
I'm born in 83.
Born in 83? No. All right. Well, I, we won the World Series. You're as old as the World Series trophy with the Orioles, I guess, here. Yeah. Nick Schultz is here. He is a part of Heller Coates, but really doing the LLS turn here tonight at Cooper's North. We're up here making it happen and pouring drinks. Mike, Giacomo stopped by. He's with the Better Business Bureau. But we actually, this trio here, we get together, and you mentioned Kate Paris. I want to give some love to Accelerant because you ran Accelerant for a period of time. Accelerant, and Bill Cole's going to be here a little later on as part of the show later today from Gordian Energy, and he got me involved, and I got him involved. I feel like it's been two decades since Mike first recruited me back in the aughts to Accelerant, and we're I don't know, four or five different people have led it now. Michael Gordon, Kate Paris is involved, different people through the years. John also, I got to give all the names. But all of you are in my space. We've all created these relationships. And the cool part is it's just a bunch of people from Baltimore, from Maryland, from the five or six counties around here. And I go to lunch, and I wind up at the table with you, and I wind up with Brian Coates, who I've known for. It's a networking thing that has now spawned this vision you have for LLS and for what you're doing for Visionary, because it's an accelerant thing with Kate and you and me that now you're helping LLS. I mean, that's what accelerant's all about, right? Helping people, right?
Has nothing to do with the money. It's getting to know people and helping each other out one way or the other.
Then you find that years and years later. Right. I hadn't seen you in a number of years, and now we're trying to do something together. And obviously, but this LLS thing, did accelerant inspire this for you, or did Kate –
So like, I actually had two. So Kate was actually a Visionary of the Year. So we had to donate and do stuff with her at Heller Coates because we're in Accelerant for PNC and also employee benefits. But a client of mine, Melissa Parrish, who's in real estate, she was running as well. So she and Kate ended up 1 and 2. So if one didn't nominate me, the other one was. And they just said, you've got the heart for it. You've got the network for it and the right mindset. So how could I say no? Especially when it's for a greater cause. Those 10 weeks, I mean, they're flying by, but I got a great team behind me and a great family as well. So I got to.
What else are you doing? Because this is like, once you're competitive, like your old man, like your brother. Like once this thing gets nitty gritty, you get up on about Preakness Week.
Yeah.
You're going to be like doing bucket challenges. You're going to be doing stupid stuff trying to raise money on this thing. What's already on the calendar for you besides here at Cooper's?
So Cooper's, we're doing the May 6th event down at Sagamore for Kate. So we're raising money there. The week after, we're going to be up at Yellow Bolt in Hunt Valley. We're going to do a Beat the Pro. So I'm going to have some of the old baseball guys there and some of the golf ones Beat the Pro event there. We're going to do a happy hour back here again. And then our guys at Guilford Hall have offered to do an event down there as well. And they're actually hosting the gala.
I love the Guilford Hall guys.
Yeah. They're great.
I did a beer and bots event there about 6 weeks ago. Great spot.
Stephen and Richard are great guys. So they're in full support. So they help a lot too.
See, he's doing all the things that they wanted me to do if I ran for Visionary. And I told Kate, and I told everybody at LLS, you know I love all of you. I know how intense it is, and I'm like, I got my own gig.
Yeah.
And I threw events. If you remember, my wife had cancer. I brought Mike Tomlin, John Harbaugh. We did a Night of Heroes. Before that, I had Chuck Pagano come in, who's back in Baltimore now coaching, because he was our first phone call. I mean, talk about sports and leukemia and life. You know, my wife got leukemia on March 20th, 2014. And when that doctor I talked about before Mike came here left the room and the door shut, my wife said, we got to call Chuck. Chuck Pagano was the first phone call we made before we called her mother, before we called my son, before we called her father, before we called her sister. We called Chuck Pagano. And Chuck pulled over on the side of the road and called with his wife, spent an hour on a speakerphone with him and his wife. They were going to dinner that night.
Wow.
And he got my call and just literally kind of man he is. But sports, leukemia, all this stuff comes together. And, like, I did a couple of these events. I know what it is. The big night, though, in June is anybody can do that, right? So give the story on that. Tell everybody where it is and all that. And Are you wearing a tux? Are you going to dress up nice?
I think I should. I got to wear a red cummerbund, red bow tie. I've already got,
it's formal.
I've already got the LLS cuffs. They gave it to me when we kicked off that night. But we have it June 7th down at Guilford. So purchasing direct tickets actually comes through sponsorship and through our team. So I have some to give away. We're going to be auctioning some off actually live. But it's going to be a great event. So we'll be down at Guilford that night. It's a night event at Guilford Hall, June 7th. On that Saturday, it's going to be a great time. So we're looking for a big turnout. Got a lot of partnerships, a lot of businesses in support. If any business is looking to support in some capacity, everything from $500 to $50,000, we have marketing packages. So anybody interested, happy to talk to you, because we're looking for support specifically to anchor for patient support and people going through this.
Well, you might make me cry. June 14th, 2014.
Wow.
There it is.
Wow.
There it is.
A week away from
there it is, right there.
Wow.
So she wasn't sure she was going to live that night. She had had her transplant was supposed to be June 12th, I think, and she spiked a problem with her bloodline, and they had to make him stop his treatment to give her blood. He thought she had died. He didn't know. They just stopped him. They said, we can't take your donation right now. He's like, what? No, hang on. She had to get better. She had a little infection that she had to get out of her line, and they had to put him on hold. And she had gone to the hospital to have her transplant, and they ejected her and sent her home and said, can't do it right now. You're not ready for the transplant. Wow. And during that week, she got very morose. And we dressed her up, and she lived. So it's good. Good. So there you go. But that was a tough effing night right there. June 14, 2014 was a tough night. She had a transplant on the 26th.
Well, that's exactly the type of people why we want it. We really want to anchor and help people going through it. Because realistically, family.
I knew you'd screw me up.
No. Realistically, you know what? It's a good screw up because anything you can
I cried
do,
enough 10 years ago.
Well, listen.
Don't make it worse.
You said we might have some tears here today, but everything you do, families around, supports around, but the people have gone through it, talking and communicating with them to understand what you're going through because they have the perspective. There's over 600 volunteers that are trained that donate their time through LLS all over the country that specifically help people going through this. It just gives you the strength of that entire organization.
And it's also the blink of an eye, right? You never know when it's coming to you or coming to your family or when you're going to get affected.
So or 11 years later, I get to sit here and watch you do something you probably didn't even know about 11 years ago, right?
Right.
No. By the way, Lee Tessier was the winner that year. He real estate agent up in Bel Air. Lee was the person that got us involved.
That's amazing.
I brought Lee on the show to talk about leukemia. And then and my wife's given all sorts of speeches, and she's sort of spoken out and speeched out. But maybe I'll bring her down there. June 7th. She's back from Florida then.
June 7th.
Mike DiGiacomo's here. My dude Nick Schultz is here, son of Ron Schultz. We did all that Ron Schultz, Milford Mill, Dundalk, Overly. We kissed your brother's patoot enough. How's your brother doing? I haven't gotten a plug for him. Come on, Curtis.
Curtis is doing well. He moved the kids down to SMU. He went with Andy Enfield.
He was in L.A., right? He was at USC, right?
He was at USC, changing to the guard there, and he went with Andy to SMU. So bought a house outside of Dallas. Kids out at the pool in the backyard. They're loving life.
I can't imagine any place worse in the world to be in Dallas. But God bless you, Curtis. I would have stayed in L.A. I mean, gone to K-Town and had some good Korean food. Mike, I appreciate you. Tell me how to find you with the BBB.
Yes. Mike DiGiacomo at Greater Baltimore, BBB.org.
All right. Greater Baltimore Business Bureau,
yes.
Correct?
Better Business Bureau.
BBB. I had a
Keep
Zoom with him. He's down in my old neighborhood. His office is down by Camden Yard. So when I need some free parking before an afternoon game,
come on over. Call
Mike.
Me. Exactly.
Our friends at Accelerant, I do want to give some love to Kate and everybody at Accelerant for putting together these amazing sort of little gatherings. Bill Cole's going to be joining me here a little later at Cooper's Pub as well. I have been told here that, you know, Burger Night supports LLS here, right?
Does.
Terry does Burger Night and all that stuff. They have a pineapple Hawaiian burger going on this month. But he's been insistent that I get the seafood club. He wants me to try the shrimp salad and the crab cake. And I'm like, I'm a crab cake guy. I do the crab cake tour every week. I just want the damn gumbo. Am I like, is it too hot for gumbo? It's 80 degrees out today.
No, you can absolutely order the gumbo.
Go for it.
Seeing your kid eating french fries over here, and I want that.
He's a burger guy, yeah. Top to bottom.
The fish tacos here, outrageous. Yeah. I love the blackened anything blackened here. Their blackened seasoning is delicious, but the blackened ahi tuna wrap, phenomenal. Burgers are unbelievable. But the gumbo is the thing. If you've never had the gumbo here,
gotta have it.
Come have the gumbo here.
That's what you told me. I have not tried the gumbo. We're going to try the gumbo.
I'm going to get a bowl, and the bowl's too big. I need a big guy like you to help me eat it.
Get a bunch of spoons.
Yeah, I've got
some room.
When you order a bowl here, it's like a vat. It's like a bucket of gumbo is what it is. Because what I do when they bring it to me, I get double rice, I get extra bread, and I cut it right in half, and I dump half of it right in a little thing. So I take like a cup of it home, and then I get that, and that's when I get involved with like the fish tacos and all. Well, what am I going to order here that's going to help you? Anything I order tonight's 10%,
anything,
right?
Anything. 10% is going towards LLS. We have additional ways if you want to donate additionally. QR code over there for our team campaign. But everything 10% tonight, Terry and Patrick said, is going directly towards our campaign. So all the support's appreciated.
Awesome.
We're gonna be back here again in May. We're going to have a happy hour, invite everybody out. And we'll give a heads up on that a few weeks out.
All right, and I'll give a shout out on that as well. My friend Mike DiGiacomo here from the BBB, the Better Business Bureau. Hopefully you don't have to call them because you got scammed. If you have a business, call them, and they put the little label on there, and I look like I'm on the up. I got to get BBB qualified so my show gets – would that get me a media pass back?
I don't know about that.
Yeah, probably not. And Nick is here for LLS and for Heller Cowitz. And Brian, we'll get you back from Hawaii in one piece. We can get you back in the batting cages and get you back on the show. I am Nestor. We're at Coopers North. We're doing a nice turn for LLS. We are doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. I have the Back to the Future scratch-offs here. I had a lucky batch. I had a $10 winner here at Coopers earlier in the afternoon. We will be at Coco's on the 7th or the 30th. And we'll be at Red Brick Station in White Marsh on the 7th. I'm Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Baltimore positive and good stuff.